Relax this summer
with podcasts from your favorite shows
on 702.co.za.
Right, continuing with the psychologist corner this morning, I'm calling it that because we're getting some advice for you on 702. Ever heard the saying, men don't cry? Men don't express their feelings, of course. No, men, we don't cry. We don't talk about our emotions. The problem is that the suicide rate among men has started to skyrocket. And it's been there for quite a while, actually. And men bottle things up, and then all of a sudden, you've got a problem. Well, joining us is the author of Life Coaching Through Scripture, Ivan Basson. Good morning, Ivan. Welcome to 702.
Good morning, Ray, and good morning to all the 702 listeners.
Good to have you with us. Now, take us through your own experiences. You've written this book, and I've read it. It's a really good book. But take us through your experiences and how you got to writing a book.
Ray, it started off many years ago when a train hit me. My ex-wife decided she wants a divorce, and I never saw it coming. And I went into an absolute state of depression. And anybody who knows me, I'm the most motivated, positive person you can ever find. But I can tell you, it was like a spiral into the abyss. I got to a point where I wanted to take my own life. And thank God that I actually got to a point where when I walk into Macro and the phone rings in the bicycle department, Nobody's there. I pick it up and I say, good morning, bicycle department, what can I do for you? And they might start asking something, and I would say, okay, just hold on, I'll get you the guy, and then I'll call the person. As I was coming to my place, my phone was ringing. And I had already planned that I was going to shoot myself that morning. I just couldn't handle it. And my phone rang. Ray, I ran into my office. I grabbed the phone. Yes, what can I do for you? And that was a client looking for this. And I, yes, okay, blah, blah, blah. Put down the phone. The phone rang again, another one. I have to now quickly get it, and I don't want to get my clients to be let down, et cetera, et cetera. And before I knew it, it was 3:30 again. And it was time to go pick up my daughter. And I'll never forget it to the day I die. When I went to pick up Laura, as I come around the corner, and she heard the noise of my Bucky, her composure was like relief. And as I stopped, she said to me, Dad, I had the most incredible feeling this morning when you dropped me that I would never see you again. Mm. And I just said a little prayer, and I said, Lord, please look after my dad. And, you know, little prayers like that work. And I know we live in a politically correct society where we're not supposed to be speaking about God, and yet the whole world is in such a mess. And I've been dealing with people. When I went looking for help, there was nobody to help me. And so I decided, well, from now on, I will, when I hear somebody's in trouble, I'm going to go out and reach out to these people. I've been helping people with addictions. I've helped people with problems of life, divorce. I've helped people with going through the mud of life. I've even helped somebody who was about to take their life, and I didn't even know it. And so The fact of it all is that if you are willing, you can do something. And when I looked at statistics, it's the most scary thing. I never forget Nath Werther was famous to say, cowboys don't cry. Remember
that? Yeah, exactly. I remember that, yes.
And that's what we can't do. And the fact is, what do cowboys do? Because if we look at stats, statistics that was done in 2021 by a place called Statista, they did it for the WHO, and it was World Suicide Prevention Day.
Yeah.
The scary thing, Ray, 78% of the world's suicide, 78% is men.
Sure.
And now
that's
the
a
shocking
shocker.
Thing, I hope you're sitting down.
Yeah.
South African men, we are the second highest suicide in the world, brother.
Sure.
And I just know from that point of view, it is just the most terrible statistics. And so now the next thing is, I read another little statistic. Psychologists in South Africa, how many psychologists do you think is out there per 100,000 people?
You would think a lot. You really would think a lot.
Well, wrong. Not even 3 psychologists per 100,000 people in South Africa. It's 2.7, actually.
That's very bleak.
It's terrible. I remember listening to 702 once, and there was a father who phoned in, and he said that his wife had committed suicide after having to wait. There was a waiting period for her to see a psychologist, which was over a year, and she couldn't wait, and that was the end of it. And now his daughter is going through terrible situations and looking for help as well.
So, Ivan, sorry to cut in there. What can men do, and women as well, what can they do if they get into a situation like you got into a situation? And thank goodness the phone rang and your day went on. But what can people do to get themselves out of this hoodoo?
You know, the only thing is we need to learn to talk. And each one of us, let me tell you something, we're all at sea. And I'll never forget, we've gone through COVID. We've gone through ups and downs. We've got Eskom. We've got all these things. And I can tell you the list goes on and on and on and on. The fact is, I'll never forget when I drove, we went on a cruise once. And as we were leaving the safety of the harbor, the captain was talking to us all. And he said, we are all leaving the safety of the harbor at this moment. And we're going to go into the deep sea. And there's going to be times that the sea is going to be rough. There might be a storm or three. I don't want you to look at the waves, because if you're going to look at the waves, you're going to get seasick and you're going to have a miserable trip. So the best I can tell you is, in the time of the storm, forget about the actual waves around you and whatever's happening. Look in front. Look at the horizon, the constant, and you're going to be okay despite of what's happening around you. And we've just come through Christmas and we've got the good news that a Savior was born, and there's a new life that we can experience. And this is what it is. It's hope. And if you think of it, there's so many people that's at their lowest point in life, and it's seemingly no way out. But if you look at a guy like Robin Williams, one of the most incredibly motivated actors we ever knew.
Yeah.
The happiest guy. He had money. He had fame. But you remember that one interview he had, Ray? He said you can sit in a crowd of people and you could be the loneliest person on earth. And if you listen to old Steve Jobs, he said that the reality of things is lekker, but the most important things in life is having peace.
Yeah.
And remember, there was a guy called Pascal. He was a French mathematician,
philosopher, physicist.
He said that there's a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man, which cannot be satisfied by anything created by man. It can only be filled by the love of God.
This is
what we do. We try and get people to get to the basics and help them to catch fish, if you want to say it that. Instead of giving a fish, you actually help them.
Yeah.
And so through my book, I'm able to share when there's times when somebody else gets the credit that you were supposed to get. Or when you're in front of an obstacle in life and you just don't know what to do. And what happens in a panic situation, all those type of things that are real life, everyday occurrences, is actually in my book.
Yeah.
And it is.
That's good. It sounds like a really good book. Ivan, it sounds like a really good book. Where can people get a copy of your book?
Well, at this point in time, because I've self-published it, everything's got to go through myself. You can look up for Life Coaching Through Scripture, and through is THROUGH.
Yep.
Or you can, there's a WhatsApp number for orders and how to get the book is 083-753-5298.
Okay, easy enough. And I'll also make it easy as well if people are looking to get hold of Ivan's book, raw@702.co.za. That's my email address, raw@702.co.za. Ivan Besson, thank you so much for coming on to 702. I really do appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you, Ray. And remember, we've gone through a stormy session in this world. 2023, may we all have an incredible year that we will always remember for the right reasons. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
All you listeners. God bless you.
Cheers. That's Ivan Besson. Now, he's the author of Life Coaching Through Scripture. If you want to get his book, just drop me an email. And I love his positivity, I must admit. Love his positivity. I'm looking at the TV screens and the news wires at the moment. Russia ready to negotiate with Ukraine. Well, that's nice. That's good to see. Maybe that war will come to an end soon. But lots wrong in the world at the moment. Also, lots right. Hopefully, 2023 will be a totally different year.